AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目。早晨
，Andy。早晨
，Peggy。早晨，大家好。嗱，咁我哋上集咧都同大家讲过啦，咁喺澳洲市场咧，由越嚟越多人咧就留意下呢个
ETF 嘅投资啦。嗱，我哋上次倾过咧一啲选股型嘅 ETF 咧，而家似乎都几受欢迎噶。今次我哋就实战添啦，讲下咧呢一类型嘅 ETF 里面咧有啲乜嘢嘅主题系可以。 大家留意下啦，嗱，而家咧有幾個咧代表性嘅策略型 ETF 噶，嗱，我哋首先咧就講下 momentum 啦，咁啊中文可以話係動能嘅策略型啦，嗱呢一隻ETF 有啲乜嘢特別咧？好啦，嗱，咁通常啦，我哋講動能型嘅
ETF 咧就係我哋會睇住一隻股票，佢如果過去升咗一段時間，咁佢可能係跑贏個大市啦，咁證明其實已經係個升勢啦，係咪？咁而動能型嘅 ETF 咧就係佢會可能透過每一段時間，let's say 如果你頭先提到嘅 MTUM， 佢可能係每兩個月會去我哋所講嘅 rebalance 一次嘅。咁 rebalance 咧就係講緊話，我每兩個月就去 snapshot 一下，睇下有邊啲股票符合我嘅要求。 係啦，咁而類似呢一隻 ETF 咧就係可能就係話睇嗰一刻就會睇，過去呢一段時間邊啲股份係跑得最勁嘅，係啦，即係咁就會選咗入去啦。有少少似我哋有時會講話一啲睇住幅圖啊，咁去邊一啲股票係嗰個上升個動力勁啲啊，咁樣去揀咯。係啦，咁但係當然啦，呢個係好片面嘅一個講法啦，因為其實裡面其實佢唔係就淨係話睇你邊隻升得多就一定揀入去。 其實佢都仲有一啲考量，例如究竟佢過去幾個月、6個月啊、12個月嗰個整體個回報，再對比埋可能佢哋個波幅，去睇下邊一個先係合適嘅股份，咁就會被納入去啦，係啦。咁佢就可能每次大概會選幾十隻嘅股份啦，係啦。咁呢一個就係動能型嘅一啲 ETF 嘅特性啦。嗱，咁啊，除咗呢一個咧，其實好多人都會留意咧高息類型嘅，即係
high dividend
嘅，嗱咁呢一類型又係點嘅咧？咁頭先講嘅動能型同高而家講嘅高息咧，有少少某程度上係可能係有啲好唔同嘅方向嘅，因為好多時候動能型就係我哋會視為一個睇好個市況時候用嘅工具。咁但係咧，去到高息啦，即係嘅 ETF 裡面咧，咁通常我哋嘅俾人嘅感覺就係會係一個比較再中長線啲嘅，係啦，反而最緊要睇啲股份係咪當然顧名思義派高息啦。但係另外一個咧，咁就係例如佢嘅選股裡面咧，可能會半年就會睇邊一間公司，除咗話會派股息之外咧，仲會去睇嗰間公司派息嗰個持續性係做得好唔好嘅。例如可能會參考過往嘅派息記錄啦，可能會參考究竟呢間公司個現金流好唔好啦，從而每次 rebalance 嘅時候咧，佢哋就會選啲高息股入去啦。咁所以就盡量減低咗一啲叫做高息股嘅陷阱咯。呢一個方向嘅代表，例如就有
RDV 啦，我哋其實之前咧都講過噶啦。咁嗱，我哋又睇下另一個方向啦，就係質素啊 ，quality 啊。嗱，咁喺呢一個方向裡面又有啲 乜嘢嘅特性咧？嗱，咁其實
quality 嘅特性咧，某程度上都係屬於我哋成日都係話會選股嘅，即係今日講嘅全部都係會選股嘅 ETF 啦。咁但係佢哋就係會揀一啲，例如邊啲公司佢哋嗰個可能講緊佢嘅財務報表係健康嘅，比較亮麗啲嘅，即係話睇緊係一個又係中長線可能會做得好啲。例如佢哋會睇嗰間公司究竟佢哋 個股東回報率高唔高啦，杠杆啦，會唔會過分借貸啦，係啦，甚至可能會睇你個盈利究竟穩唔穩陣，咁呢一啲咧都係我哋通常大家 一聽到呢啲選股因素都會知，好多時候都係大家去揀一啲中長線可能會考慮嘅股份嘅一啲因素嚟嘅。
代表可以話係有一隻叫做 AQLT 啦，咁都係 quality 嘅呢一方面嘅 ETF。我哋都可以講下咧低波動性嘅呢一個方向啊。嗱，呢一個方向咧，我相信都有唔少人會留意嘅。
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
因为呢顾名思义佢俾人嘅感觉个名称就係、一啲好低波动嘅，就係、想可能有啲投资者会想要一啲好似风险低啲嘅情况。咁佢哋就每三个月或者每半年啦，通常呢啲 minimum volatility 嘅 ETF, 咁佢哋就会去睇啦 ,ok, 过去一段时间边一隻股份佢除咗可能有一定嘅回报之外啦，咁但係都会睇整体嚟讲佢个波动性会唔会对比佢嘅 peers 啦，即係佢可能佢个 subsector 係相对低波动啲，或者佢会对比究竟佢同个大市相对会唔会係波动低啲呢，即係例如话如果个市挫上挫落係 2% 嘅，但係可能呢隻股份原来淨係挫上挫落只不过 1% 喎，咁样都可以就视为一个被选纳入嘅 rebalancing 嘅一个因素啦。咁所以通常大家会係当係呢一个叫做相对啦低风险啲嘅一个选择。但係呢记住要留意一样嘢，始终呢啲 rebalancing 啦，就头先讲到咁多隻，甚至 minimum volatility 呢有时会出现一个弊病嘅，就因为佢哋向后望㗎嘛。咁所以呢，如果突然间有时个市系大跌完，咁啱佢哋 rebalancing 呢，佢可能纳入完嗰啲股份呢，如果个市系一个 V 型反弹嘅时候呢，佢有机会会追唔切㗎。係啦，因为佢当时揀咗啲 low beta 嘅股份。
咁我哋呢都讲下呢有啲人可能未必明白嘅呢一个 multi-factor 呢一类型嘅 ETF 啦。咁中文可以话系多因子啦。咁其实系包含啲乜嘢嘅呢？
多因子呢，咁就其实就即系简单啲嚟讲，可能将我哋头先讲过嘅好几类嘅唔同嘅一啲选股因素，即系头先讲过，我哋举例今日讲嘅就系讲个动力型啦、高息型啦、quality 啦，咁样甚至一啲低波动，可能呢个 multi factors 呢，其实佢就冇特定话一定系即系 ETF 都一定系根据同一个嘅选股因素，即系好多唔同嘅选股因素夹杂埋一齐嘅。咁所以每一间公司啦，即系每一间即系 ETF 嘅公司咧，佢哋可能背后用紧嗰个指数嗰个选股因素咧，可能有啲唔同嘅、哦。系啦，咁可能有啲会摆我中意价值型，有啲我中意摆一啲高息型嘅。咁但系最重要个里面个比重啦，即係可能佢哋系每一个选股因素都系平分嘅，即係每个 25% 计个分数。咁简要而言啦，将啲 multi factors 呢就系、透过好多唔同嘅选股因素，再包括佢就会帮你去设计埋究竟我应该每一个嘅比重占几多，从而每次可能每一段时间每三个月每半年去 rebalancing 一次嘅。咁其实我自己个人呢都几重要 multi factors 嘅。我觉得呢一个会系比较平均啲啦，比较平衡啲去选到一啲啱用嘅一个选股工具啦。但系投资者就要自己可能就要花多少少功夫啦。因为正如头先提到，每一隻嘅 multi factors 嘅 ETF 呢，虽然个名字就叫 multi factors, 但系背后佢用乜嘢嘅逻辑理念去选股呢，咁就每间公司都应该可能会有少少唔同嘅。
即系例子就例如系 AUMF 咁啦。咁嗱，我哋最后咧仲有好少时间，都问埋 Andy 啦。嗱，仲有一种嘅方向咧，就系 equal weight 啊。咁啊，我哋中文可以话系等权重噶啦。呢一样又系啲乜嘢类型嘅主题咧？
Equal weight 咧，如果大家記得，早大概兩三個月前啦，我都喺節目同大家分享過嘅，即係話嗱，我哋平時聽住 ASX 200指數，咁幾個月之前大家就會突然間好 concern， 例如即係 Commonwealth Bank 嗰個比重好重，係啦，咁當時就係提到，係可能如果過分集中咗，因為平時啲指數係因為根據個 market cap 去揀股票啊嘛，可能過分集中咗 equal weight 呢一個嘅就係、是。將原本是根據市值，它就不是根據市值了，總言之根據回、哦、我如果現在買100隻股票，那每一隻股票就是 1% 這樣平分，減低了個集中風險。
選股型的 ETF 裡面呢，原來都有很多不同的方向，大家呢要看自己的需要，找回適合自己的投資工具了。
今集的內容呢為一般性的資訊，並非具體的建議，如果想進一步了解你個人有關的準確信息，請詢問專業意見或者向你的财务规划师查询。
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目的 Facebook 专页啦。
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.